Your boom. It is 18:58 on Thursday, the 21st of April 2016. I'm on dialysis. I'm speaking quietly because I don't want everyone to hear what I'm talking about. I think Audio Boom is ridiculous because I started a recording in the vehicle coming up here, and I closed the draft just now, and Hello?
She's calling. She's calling.
Sorry?
She's gone away.
Oh. I don't know what she said. Something about the doctor.
I think she said doctor's coming or something.
Oh, okay.
You asked for doctor?
Yeah.
She said the doctor's coming. I told the doctor.
Oh, okay. It's about my prescription that I lost. Okay. You can't... I closed the draft. Now I can't... Because I'm not connected, because there's no service here. I know you can't see, like, any posts, but you would think you can see a draft, but you can't, so I've had to start a new one, which you can do. Ow. Just hit my elbow. I've got exactly an hour to go, and I've got air conditioning. I'm in the bed where the air conditioning blows on, which most people don't like. That means someone's had their blood pressure done. I'm on the noisy machine, so I'm hoping to capture the end when it really blasts off, unless someone's standing here to turn it off, and then it won't work.
You're almost done now.
I've got another hour.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Anyway, I didn't think Obi was coming. I told him not to because it's too much, but it's our anniversary and he turned up with a bunch of flowers. So that's really sweet, isn't it, darling?
No.
But he's sitting doing his reading. Well, he just went to tell somebody about something, but... So I've got the bed where the fan, the air conditioning blows, and it is a little bit chilly, but I'm not going to complain. Hell's going to freeze over first, you know what I mean? Because if they turn it off, I'm going to be sweltering in this claustrophobic room, this whole claustrophobic unit. I had some more dressings put on my wound from yesterday because they don't change it. They just keep putting more on top because it had been bleeding a little bit. It's very painful today, and I can't get comfortable. The TV's on, but the TV is on, isn't it, darling? TV's on. It's turned down. Oh, I can hear someone else is in another room then. There's no TV on in here today. Okay. I'm a bit itchy at the moment. I haven't been so bad, but once or twice a day. Oh dear, what have I done? Oh, it's my blood pressure. It's taking my blood pressure now. But it doesn't seem... There you go. Ow, it hurts. Obi's reading. Oh, I shouldn't talk while they're doing it. Yeah, it's finished now. That's to check that it's okay, because when they're taking fluid off, they've set it to take 1.6 litres, which is what they took last time. But when they set it, you know, they have to make sure they can't take too much off too soon, because it can make your blood pressure drop. So that's why they keep checking it. all the time, every 20 minutes. But there's no one here to look at it, so it's a bit pointless, really. But I suppose when they come to check on me, they will look at it. Someone else, some people seem to have theirs done like every 5 minutes. I've tried sleeping in here, I just can't. It's partly because my stomach's so uncomfortable from the operation yesterday. I dread to imagine what a cesarean must be like. And I've got this itching as well. It itches under my dressing to where I can't get to it, which is pretty frustrating. I don't know if I said on my other post, but I had a prescription for some interim medication and I've lost it because I think it fell out of my bag. The zip's broken on my bag, and when we were coming home yesterday in the transport, at one point we pulled up really sharp to the point where he asked if everyone was okay. It didn't do my stomach abdomen much good, and the bag fell on the floor and stuff fell out, and I said I can't get down to pick it up because I had my seatbelt on, and you're not supposed to start walking around anyway, and I said I've got stitches in my stomach, and anyway he said he'd pick it up when we get to the next stop to drop someone off, which he did, but I think the prescription must have gone under the seat somewhere because we can't find it anywhere, so the doctor's coming to sort that out for me. My stitches in my neck are really itching, but on Tuesday, they've been in a week now, they normally come out after 10 days, but 10 days will be Sunday and I won't be up here again till Tuesday, so they don't want to take them out sooner. So they have to take them out later. So it won't be till Tuesday. One lot Tuesday, the other lot Thursday. I'll just leave. Are you yawning, darling? He's tired. He's reading his plumbing manual. I'll just let you hear some sounds. Me scratching my arm. Try and let you hear the machine. Making that ticking noise. I don't know what that is. I don't even know what it looks like. No one's explained it to me yet. But I'm going to sort that out next week. The fan noise you can hear is it probably comes put the air out the other side of the machine. The good thing about it, that's someone's help button. The good thing about it is that when they gave me iron today, and they did it through the machine instead of having to put it in my arm. So you can't sleep in here because it's constantly bleep bleep bleep, and sometimes every time I scratch my left shoulder, I'll set my alarm off and the machine has to be reset. It's a very touchy one, this machine. Can you feel the air conditioning there? Can you feel the air conditioning? It's blowing on me here. Is it? Can you not feel it though?
No, are you cold?
I'm a bit, but I'm worried about you being too hot because you can keep yawning.
Air conditioning, I thought it meant to make you go cold, not hot.
Well, it does make you go cold. Unless it's in the winter, and then I think you can have it to make it go warm.
I thought you just said you worry about me being hot.
Yeah, because you can't feel the air conditioning. You said you couldn't feel it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Just let me be quiet.
Okay, you're on audio boo saying that. Being grumpy. Where's my flowers? Oh, there they are. I am a bit cold, actually, but I don't think I dare tell them to turn it off. I'm going to cover myself up with it. I've covered myself up with it. I can't put... Yeah, but I can't really put it on over my line, can I? I don't want to pull it. Yeah, it is cool, but that's what I wanted. You wait till I get my fan, my pink fan. Do you think we should ask to turn it off?
You're not getting them around here. You've been screaming, it's so hot in here. This is, you're going
to turn, well, could you know how to turn it off?
I think there's a switch there. You want to turn it off?
Yeah. As long as it doesn't blow all the machines up.
Only for that people want it. Just put my jacket on or something.
I don't think they do. They can't feel it from there.
Hello. Hello, nurse. Sorry to bother you. She said she's cold.
Huh?
She said she's cold.
Do you want me to turn it off?
Yes, please.
Thank you very much.
No. Thank you. It's gone a bit quieter now.
Oh, that's cool now. Is that solid now?
Yeah. But you know how to do it now, don't you?
The switch I just talked about, that's
what, yeah. Someone's machine's finishing somewhere. We'll see what noise hers makes. What, that one over there? Someone's, is that mine?
No.
Someone else's alarm going off. That's someone resetting it. You get to know the noises. I'm telling audio boo. Someone's help button's going off. That's a new one I can hear.
You did physics in school, didn't you?
Pardon?
You did physics in school, didn't you?
Yeah, but I didn't like it and I wasn't very good at it. What's the problem?
That's cool. I like physics, that's what I'm asking. I just need a very simple question here. You know, I've got a lot of calculation.
Do you know how to do it?
I haven't looked at the pattern here, but I'm loving it already, you know what I mean?
Well, that's good. See, you can feel the heat again already, but I'm not going to complain.
Are you hot now?
No, I'm not. But
if you're not, oh, don't even say it. You have to go out to arrest you or something.
Oh, shush.
Are you hot, seriously?
No, not too hot. I'm warm.
If you want to,
no, not at the moment, thank you. I've heard a new song for the end of the dialysis. It must be across the way because it's too quiet to be in here. But I don't think Audio Boo's going to pick it up. It's the chorus of the chorus of the Hebrew slaves. The things they have on there. Tunes. Someone's alarm again. I think someone's noticed that we turned the air conditioning off. They just said it's like a sauna in here. Suddenly, it's because we turned the air conditioning off. She didn't press that help button. That's what they tell you to do. Which she might have done, actually. I also want to ask the doctor about my cough. Roland's got it, but I worry that it might be caused by fluid, although I don't think it is, but I want some assurances. They're resetting it, that's it.
Anushka's about to come off now.
Is she?
Yeah.
So they're washing their hands to take her off. What you can hear?
You need me to help you anything, just let me know.
Huh?
If you happen to need me to help you anything, just let me know.
Get on with your studies. No, he isn't. Get on with your studies and stop interfering.
What are you studying?
Plumbing.
Justin didn't help, that's what I'm saying.
Eh?
Justin didn't help, that's
what I'm saying. They're not
allowed...
That's
a
plumbing.
Eh? Plumbing.
Ooh, that's very good. It's a very good professional, you know. Mm-hmm. It makes a lot of money. Ah, yeah, no. Someone's alarm's going off that it's finished, and no one's taking any notice. Is she finished?
She sounds like a general, my general.
Does she?
Yeah, she's very, I can't think she's going to do it. She reminds me of my general, I wish was much younger.
Your general?
Yeah.
You ought to speak to your general. Is she finished? I'm waiting for her. I'm waiting for her alarm to go off, but then...
You hear that, please, or it's the order.
Please, or... Yeah, I know. Even I know that. Please. This time 4 years ago, we were in Nigeria. Is she finished?
She's doing her mushka.
Oh. Her alarm didn't go off. That's disappointing.
She hasn't finished
yet. Oh, okay.
She's got a few minutes on there. Oh, you want to cut it on there? Is that
yeah.
What you're... Oh, I see. Well, our alarm is the same one I went on the last time you heard, because it's the same machine.
What, are there different machines then?
Yeah, those, you see where you were the last time?
Yeah.
It's where she is right now.
Yeah, it's the same.
It's the same machine.
What's the difference in them then?
If you, I think the sound might be different over on this one you are over at the
time. It is.
It's the same kind of machine, but the screen reading is different, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But you can apparently... Each machine has loads of different tunes you can change it to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they might all have the same tunes at the end of the day, but they might be set to different ones. That's what they told me in PD yesterday, because one of them, she'd worked in here for 16 years. How she could stand it, I don't know. And with the heat and everything and the chaos. I wanted to record me going being put on here, but I'll do that next time. Because my bag wasn't with me, so I couldn't get my phone. And I didn't really want to ask, because I thought they'd think I was taking the piss, just to ask for my phone while they were trying to do put me on dialysis. I thought it was a bit empty-headed. I said I wanted to record me being put on, but... My bag was over there on the floor somewhere, and I couldn't ask them for my bag while they were doing it, because it was just be stupid, it's empty-headed.
Okay.
Next time we'll...
Next time.
Yeah, I will. Next time you won't be coming, because you'll be at work on Saturday. Now, how many minutes have I got left? I think I've still got more than half an hour. It's definitely less than an hour.
Alright, you've got about 13 plus 13.
It's not so bad. Do you want to go and get us something to eat?
So you're hungry now, right?
A little bit.
Let me just take in this gas. Charles Slow and Boys.
Okay. It is getting a bit hot in here again, but I won't put it back on. I need to try and get used to it a bit, because in the other beds I can't feel it anyway, not very well. So. Has she finished now?
No.
Huh?
She's walking there, she hasn't finished.
Oh.
Just give me a few minutes, right?
Okay, sorry, darling.
Oh, let's be positive. When I look at her, she's gone off the machine. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Don't be sorry, don't be sorry. You've got to talk, carry on.
Sorry, yo.
Hello, I'll be coming to see you.
That's all right.
A mouthful of hair. I'm Kate Bramham. I'm one of the kidney doctors. And
okay.
I'll be coming to see you as soon as I can.
Okay.
Half an hour.
That's fine, thank you.
Right. What about me?
You too.
Oh, right.
Yes, both of you.
He needs a head transplant.
We're trying to see if that brings
up. Yes. It must have finished now because they're putting the thing on her. She seems nice, doesn't she? Kate.
What was the other name?
I don't know. Grammar. Yeah, it was Brie. B.
Oh, it was B. I don't know what's wrong.
Brammer or something like that.
On the best, it's Brammer. What do you think it is?
Something like that.
Pick it.
I don't know.
We're not picking beds,
right? Oh, shut
pick
up.
Pick someone,
I think it's Brammer.
That's what I thought. Pick something else.
Brammel.
Right. I said Brammel. You said Brammel, right?
Brammel.
Pick just one.
Oh, shut up. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I've never even heard of a surname like that. Either of them.
Pick one.
Brammer.
You're criminal, that's
someone else's alarm's going off.
I'll go Brammer. You go Brammer, I'll go Brammer. See the difference?
No, not really. I thought you were meant to be studying. Get back to your studies.
All the work and no play makes you have to watch.
Dull boy.
Dull asshole.
Yes. Oh, you're on audio boom, don't forget. No, I'm not.
Go off now.
Oh, see, her arm didn't go off because it's because they were there. So we have to wait for mine now.
I'm sorry, I don't know where I am right now. Talk too much now.
Alright. Well, you were doing stupid things like bets. Piece of one's name. We're probably both wrong anyway. I didn't drink any of my ice. It's melted now. Well, it hasn't completely.
Forgotten this time, you know, and it's a very simple time. See, in physics, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just inversely proportional, directly proportional, right?
You've lost me already.
If you say T,
as in,
it's for temperatures, inversely proportional to, let's say, P for pressure.
Yeah.
Now, would that mean that?
How would I know?
When T goes up, P goes up.
I don't know, darling. Uh-oh, something's going up. The blood pressure monitor.
Oh. I think that's what it means. The more of T you get, the less of P you get. The more of P you get, the less of T you get. That's what it's going to be, actually.
And then it came back in. You have immune suppressing virus.
It didn't go doo doo. It took it anyway.
Can I do a blood test for me? You can add it onto here, that's fine.
Is it her? Yeah, I will. I'm mostly going to ask her about my cough and about the prescription. That's what I need to see her about. But I can't ask her too many because she's got to see a lot of other people. But I'm going to ask her to give me some guidance. I'm going to ask her to give me some guidelines about my fluid intake and when they will give me proper analysis of it. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to record that because that's kind of too personal. I think she's talking about that stuff that goes in, you know, the stuff, the anti-clotting stuff, whatever it is, stop the line clotting. Oh, it's hot again now. I can't hear this deport, is it? Okay, I will be coming off soon. Seeing the doctor, she was really nice. Sorted a few things out. She didn't think my cough was anything to worry about. She thinks it's a virus. She says she's had it. And we talked about how much I can drink a day. At the moment, no more than three quarters of a litre, so 750 mils. I don't drink anywhere near that anyway. So I'm going to be seeing the dietitian on Tuesday. My injections are going to be done through the machine, so no more of that. And they're going to change me onto a different one. And that was about it. And Obi's just gone to get me something to eat because I've got that really empty, empty feeling. I'm not sure how many minutes I've got on here, but it's only going to be a few. And then it's going to kick off. Hopefully I can record it and they don't turn it off before. Because that's what happens. They're winding down in here now because... Oh, this goes my blood pressure again. We had to put the air conditioning back on because it got too hot. We turned it off, but it definitely got too hot. Here we go. I'm finished. It's loud. And it just goes on. Bye bye.
That one's loud.
Where's the husband?
He's gone to take my prescription to the pharmacy.
Coming back?
Yeah.
Say, come and take me off now.
Oh, yeah, come and take me off now. Well, I think you've got the general idea.
See, everybody's finishing the same time.
Yeah, I know, that's the trouble.
Shall I turn the air conditioner off?
Yeah, you can turn it off now, please.
I'm going to start taking you off now because
okay.
Your dialysis is finished.
Yeah. I think I've got the message.
Where do you live? You live very far?
Orpington.
Oh, not too bad.
It's far enough though.
How long have you been at dialysis? Is your husband taking you home?
No, we've got transport.
Okay.
I was on PD for 3 years.
All right.
And this is my fourth session. Here.
Okay. When did you become blind?
At birth. Although I could see a bit, but I can't see at all now.
Okay. So when did you become blind?
What, totally?
Eh?
I was born with something wrong with my eyesight. But I could see a little bit.
Okay.
But I think it went, I don't know, when I was in about 20 something.
Are you bad at it?
No.
Okay, good. Sorry about that.
What?
I said sorry about
you. Oh, don't worry about it. I'd rather have blindness than this other stuff. Yeah,
can I? You're lying?
Oh.
Move closer to me.
Oh,
move
sorry.
Closer,
okay. Yeah. Kidney blindness, any day, for kidney failure.
So are you having very high blood pressure?
What was it, the last one?
It's 152 over 80. It's good.
That's not too bad, is it?
Yeah.
The doctor said it's high, but it's not as high as it has been.
Because with kidney failure, sometimes different things do cause it.
That's what caused it.
Push on the high blood pressure?
Yeah, because they did a biopsy.
And
about 5 years ago, yeah. That one doesn't go on and on and on though, does it?
Which one?
That one over there. This one, the music, it just goes on and on and on and on.
You don't know?
Yeah.
Oh, you missed the music.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Sorry, what's your name?
Millie.
Millie, what are you waiting for? Come on, take me off now.
Come on,
take me off now.
No.
If it's heavier, she can
get. Say, Marian, come on, take me off now.
That's right. Oh, it's lying. I cannot take this off.
Yeah. After I've been there,
yeah.
Yeah, they said that the payment system, what you signed there, is it?
I'm dialysis, I've got, yeah.
Dialysis, okay.
Did you get it?
No, I didn't know what to sign on there. You got crisp and all that, and you got sandwich in there as well. You got, sorry, that tuna.
No, I haven't got that.
Tuna Nichols, yeah, I got that one for you.
Oh, you did? I like that.
Yeah, there's a sandwich in there. You can give that to war. I'm not hungry.
What are you going to have to eat tonight then?
I'm going to have pizza.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, well, cool. Dialysis, right?
Huh?
When you're done, I'll be back in no time, alright?
Where are you going now? Back to the pharmacy?
Yeah, I've got to go sign that.
Will they be open?
Yeah, they open till 9 or 8.
Okay, that's good. It's yeah. Nice to know.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That must be how it gets you in here.
Hmm?
So it must be how it gets you in here.
Cool.
It's the machine talking to the machines.
Mm.
It's a bit chaotic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whoa, you didn't tell me.
Oh, sorry, darling.
It's all right.
Okay, I'm going to put
the second one in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's horrible.
I know. This one. Oh,
has the second one gone in?
Not yet.
Oh, God. That was a really bad one, that was.
I'm coming.
That's when the fluid's low or something, isn't it, when it makes that noise?
Which one?
That bleeping noise.
Yes, it's... Maybe it's the disinfectant.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah. Is it coming?
Oh.
That horrible taste.
Yeah.
Oh.
Please, I'm going to take the other gentleman off.
Okay.
I'll finish with this. Okay, let
okay.
me put it in. All right? Just stay there, okay?
Yeah. Oh, it seems worse than ever today.
Really? Sorry, my dear.
So I'm not done yet.
You are done.
I'm finished.
Yeah.
I just need to weigh myself. Okay.
No, I can't stay you now because I need to go and take the gentleman.
Yeah, no, I know. That's fine. Oh, that thing's horrible. Oh. It makes your lips go all fizzy.
Yeah.
That's the worst bit.
Why is it? Have you seen it's full? Why is it making pain?
It's in the corner.
Yeah, it's full at the back. Anyway, sometimes it does.
Come. Can I do your temperature?
Oh,
please?
Yeah.
Also, I heard the noise. Ah.
Thank you very much. Oh, I'm done.
I think that noise you can hear opposite me is this machine being cleaned after use. Oh, that stuff they put in is really horrible. Like, I still feel, I can feel it. That was the worst ever. Tuesday.
Oh, right. How are you doing?
Not too bad.
How are you getting on?
That's all I'm talking about.
Oh, my God. When he called me, I said, oh, my God, I don't know
you.
We're surrounded by Nigerians. Help.
What are you trying to say?
Help.
No, we're bad people.
Yeah, we're terrible.
We're terrible people.
Yeah.
I got your medication.
Nice meeting you anyway.
It's nice to meet you all.
See you later.
Take it easy.
All that stuff when I did today, it was really bad. It was the worst ever. Oh, it was disgusting. My lips, it's done my head in. I still feel like I can feel it.
Shall we leave this place, darling?
I've got to get weighed.
Can I bring you a seat for you?
Yeah. Right.
I'll let them wait. I don't want them to
play the game. Alright, wait till they've done that man over there. Okay. That's what I'm waiting for. Oh, that's made me feel really bad.
It's not to be here at the time,
though. Oh no, I'm gonna pause this recording now. I'll see you later, folks.
I'm off to... fat on them before you call it.
Huh?
Get a fat on them, quick one.
Go on then.
Really?
No. Really not. Not in this heat. They're clean. Is that machine being cleaned over there?
What machine?
Anushka's.
I don't know what's going on
here. I think they're cleaning it. They have to clean them all for the next person tomorrow. Oh no, not tomorrow. Monday.
Monday? What about Saturday?
Oh, I've got, what's the matter with me? I've got the dates, the times all wrong. I mean, Friday. I keep thinking it's Saturday. I don't know why. It's Thursday, of course. They'll be there in the morning. The poor people have to get up early.
I actually said Saturday. When you come in here, that's what I'm talking about.
No.
I was thinking about people coming tomorrow.
I keep thinking it's Saturday today. I don't know why. Oh, I'm losing the plot. I think it's that stuff. It may be... Oh. It was really bad today. It was the worst it's been. It's like you're having some kind of electric shock. That's what it feels like. All your lips vibrate really bad, and all your arms, my two arms, and everywhere. Oh, it's so horrible. I hate that. That's the worst thing. And that was particularly bad today.
All you're waiting for now is to get in weight, right?
Yes. And to get out of here.
Almost done the ACF, right?
Huh?
Almost done the ACF.
Yeah.
Who did that?
One of the masked men. I said, yeah, that was okay.
Are you not?
I am, yeah. I can't stand it without the AC. I really can't. Yeah, you know,
well, then have a good day. You didn't hear me now. That man's a very nice man. I was trying to cheerful and all that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Bring your chair off.
Okay, I'm going to turn this off.
We don't want to be here.
Bloody phone is always going dead.